Connecticut executed serial killer Michael Ross overnight, a truly fearsome criminal. He'd been convicted of murdering four young women. He admitted to killing four others. He also raped most of his victims. Still, this is the first execution in New England in 45 years, and death penalty opponents marched against it. Nancy Cohen from member station WNPR reports.
Hours before the execution, hundreds of anti-death penalty protesters piled out of school buses and began a mile-long march to the Osborne Correctional Institution, where Ross was scheduled to be executed.
Line up by twos.
54-year-old Tom Ullman, a public defender from New Haven, helped organize the march. He wants Connecticut to get rid of the death penalty.
I think it is barbaric, backwards, vengeful, and unfortunately our political, legislative, and judicial leaders don't have the backbone to stand up and do the right thing. What we keep hearing is, it's the law. Well, slavery was the law, too.
There were a number of protesters from Massachusetts, where Governor Mitt Romney wants to bring back the death penalty. Among them was Saul Feinstone, who lives just north of here.
It's abominable that a neighboring state in New England is conducting an execution, and I never dreamt in my whole life that I would be standing by an execution. I knew it happened elsewhere, but to have it happen right next to where I live.
The anti-death penalty marchers passed by a handful of people who are supporters of capital punishment, including Joanne Ropp, mother of four. Ropp stood next to a black Hummer, stenciled with the words, "Ross must go."
Michael Ross is a monster, and he needs to be held accountable. He wants to die, so, you know, the state law says that he should die, then, you know, let him go.
The news Ropp was waiting for came at about 2:30 this morning.
I'm Christine Whitten. I'm the warden of the Carl Robinson Correctional Institution. In accordance with the sentence of capital punishment imposed by the Superior Court, the execution of Michael Bruce Ross has been carried out in the manner prescribed by the laws of the state of Connecticut.
Last year, Michael Ross decided to drop all of his appeals, saying he wanted to stop the pain of his victims' families. Debbie Dupuy witnessed the execution. Her sister, Robin Stavinsky, was murdered by Ross.
And I thought I would feel closure, but I felt anger just watching him lay there and sleep after what he did to these women. But I'm sure I will feel some closure soon.
Lara Shelley, whose 14-year-old daughter was murdered by Michael Ross, along with her daughter's best friend, did feel some relief.
My daughter Leslie was murdered April 22nd, 1984. Tonight, after 21 years, I finally have foreclosure. My daughter and the other victims finally have the justice they deserve, and now they can all rest in peace. Thank you.
Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says he hopes there won't be another execution in Connecticut for a long time. But he says the state will be ready to carry out a death sentence if there are other crimes as heinous as those committed by Michael Ross. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.